The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Lieutenant Tim Burns, he's with the Montgomery County Emergency Medical Service. He's a supervisor. And Lieutenant, thank you for coming on with us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. We want to discuss sort of the rise in drug overdoses in Maryland. But first off, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, sir, I'm looking at some data in front of me. You may have a more clear picture of this. But in 2016, there were upwards of 1,500 overdose deaths from heroin use and synthetic additives, apparently, in the state of Maryland. And, you know, Montgomery County had its fair share over the past few years. Between 2013 and 2015, it looks like 222 drug overdose deaths. What do you think is going on in Maryland, and why the uptick?
Well, it's a difficult question as to exactly why. From our perspective, we're more of a have a reactive approach to it. So
yes.
we deal with it after the overdose has already happened. And in a lot of cases, we don't even know for sure that it's actually been an overdose. We see a certain set of symptoms and we treat it as though it's an overdose almost empirically to see if this Narcan medication will have an effect on whether the patient, on the patient's symptoms and sort of revive them. But exactly why there's been an uptick in the number of overdoses, I'm not completely sure. I'm sure availability, I'm sure, normalization of deviance.
Yes.
It's more accepted to do these drugs. That would be my opinion.
Right. So you're focusing on the treatment side. And you're saying you have seen an explosion in the amount of calls you're getting on that, right?
Yeah. We have seen what we look at really is the amount of times that we either classify a call as an overdose or administer the antidote for our narcotics. And we've seen a doubling of our frequency of administration of Narcan over the last 2 years. So in 2015, we gave it to about 385 individual patient encounters. And for 2017, if we keep going at the pace that we're going, we're expecting to see over 800. So
whoa.
A little over 200. A little over two times what we saw 2 years ago.
That's not a meaningless increase. That's a huge increase of
yes, that is.
So what? Real quickly, when you oftentimes people call in, they may be calling in too late in a given point. What are the early indicators that people should be looking for in an overdose situation, and why, and for picking up the phone for 911?
So specifically to the narcotic overdoses, you'd see that the patient looks almost drowsy or sleepy. And what is particularly lethal about the narcotic overdose is that it causes you to stop breathing. So not only does the patient go unconscious, but eventually it suppresses the center in your brain that causes you to breathe. And that's what ultimately kills the person. So if you notice that that somebody is particularly drowsy or unconscious, and then either breathing very slowly, or a lot of times you'll see snoring associated with breathing or not breathing at all, those are big indicators of a narcotic overdose.
I want to ask a question about Narcan. Could this spread and easy availability of Narcan be leading to some of these overdoses? Because the mindset now is, well, it's okay because if I overdose, they'll just give me Narcan and they can reverse it. So it's almost like it's not that bad of a big of a deal anymore, the risk of overdosing, because of the availability of a treatment, an antidote.
Yeah, it's sort of difficult to know exactly what goes into the logic and thinking of somebody who's addicted to drugs. I'm sure that there are people out there who think that way. The thing to remember about Narcan is that it requires it to be on hand and administered in a very small window of time. So if you overdose and you're relying on somebody to either call 911 and get there, you know, if you stop breathing, you take so many narcotics that you stop breathing, and you're relying on somebody to dial 911 and for us to get there, and then a lot of times people in this situation aren't very forthcoming with the information, so then we've got to put together all the clues and then realize what's going on and administer you this drug. Yes, it works, and we save a lot of lives with it, but I don't know if I would hang my hat of survivability on all of those pieces falling into line exactly when they need to.
Well, we just did a story, I want to say last week, about Philadelphia. They're stocking it in libraries, and librarians right. are being trained on how to administer it.
Yeah, it's the nice thing about Narcan is that it's effective, and it has a very low risk profile associated with it. If you're not having a narcotic overdose, there's essentially no harm in giving it. However, you're right. We are putting it everywhere, and there is a pretty big cost. Not only have our administrations doubled, but the cost of the drug has doubled over the last few years as well. So we were looking at about $15 a dose a couple of years ago, and now it's up to $30
wow. a dose. Yeah. Lieutenant Tim Burns, thanks very much for being out there, for saving lives, and for taking out some time to talk to us.
Thank you.
This morning.